poll, nearly half of Republicans say Democrats using mass immigration to import new voters. By John Binder on May 9, 2022. Almost half of Republicans say Democrats are using mass immigration to alter the United States electorate by bringing in millions of new voters. An Associated Press, AP, NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds. The APNORC poll shows about 47% of Republicans believe Democrats are using the nation's immigration system to naturalize as many legal immigrants as possible for the purpose of tilting the American electorate in their favor. Every year, the U.S. rewards more than a million legal immigrants with green cards. More than a million more come to the U.S. annually on temporary work visas, and hundreds of thousands arrive every year as illegal aliens. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There is a group of people in this country who are trying to replace native-born Americans with immigrants who agree with their political views, the poll asked. About one in three Americans, overall, said they believe mass immigration is being used to bring new voters to the United States, including 22% of Democrats and 22% of swing voters. Likewise, roughly 23% of Americans said legal immigrants pose a major risk to the outcome of U.S. elections, while 28% of Americans said the same of illegal aliens. Exit polls from the 2016 presidential election, for which the most recent data is available, show that foreign-born voters overwhelmingly prefer Democrat Hillary Clinton to former President Trump by a 33% margin. Meanwhile, native-born Americans prefer Trump by a 5% margin. Nearly 3 in 10 Americans said the nation's record-breaking foreign-born population, at 46.2 million, will result in native-born Americans losing economic, political, and cultural influence in U.S. society, including 36% of Republicans, 27% of Democrats, and 21% of swing voters. The poll comes after President Joe Biden boosted the foreign-born voting population in 2021. From October 1, 2020, to September 30, 2021, about 855,000 legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens, the highest annual number of legal immigrants getting naturalized in more than a decade. Put another way, more than 2,300 legal immigrants were naturalized every day in the last year. The last time naturalization rates were this high was in fiscal year 2008, when more than a million legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens. Already, foreign-born voters now account for 1 in 10 voters in the U.S., the highest share in the nation's history. The Pew Research Center, as well as a number of establishment media outlets, has noted that the immigration trends are aiding Democrats in their electoral prospects. A significant increase in naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election could deliver big gains for Democrats, as margins in a number of swing states have been small over the last two presidential elections. In Pennsylvania, for example, Biden won the state by less than 81,000 votes. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2042. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.